Good morning. Welcome to all those joining us for the Kuti Halachas, Yoredeya, Chelek Sheni, Hilchas Reishis Sagez, Halacha Hey. We're in the middle of paragraph Yud Beis. In my version, it's a subparagraph that begins with the words V'hatzoro hoiso oz gedoyla kol kach. We dedicate the learning today, Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Nosson Yaakov, Harini Kaporas Mishkovoi, Zahavaleya Bas Rav Avrom, Tzipka Rivka Bas Rav Hillel, and all the others that need an Aliyas Neshama, and for a complete refuah shalema for all those that need it, including Chaviva Chana Bas Galia, Noya Nechama Bas Galia, Yehuda Gor Aryeh Ben Barnis, Aviv Ilana Bas Yisbehendel, Saroch Bas Yisbehendel, Yehudis Ruchama Bas Chavarus, Sora Yehudis Bas Sora, Idis Bas Miriam Brindel, Menachem ben Risha Basha, Vardaleya Bas Breina, Ziskin Menachem ben Esther, Dvoraleya Bas Yendesora, Ruvein Moshe ben Rochel, Chagai Nachman ben Dvoraleya, Yeshua Ruvein ben Chana Esther, David Lei ben Shena, David Elio ben Michal, Shimon Eloza ben Michal, Chana Yecheved Eidl bas Michal, Shimon Eliezer ben Rochel, Yisrael Nosson ben Malkaida, Besoich Shar Choyle Yisrael, Aharon ben Rivka. We're in the middle of discussing the story regarding Zimri ben Salu, who was the Nasi of Shevet Shimon, who committed a despicable act, taking a non-Jewish woman, bringing her in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, and trying to debate with Moshe Rabbeinu, I should be allowed to marry her, just like you married a Midianite woman. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'hatzoro hoiso oz gedoilo kol kach. The crisis at that time was so great, at Shem Moshe Biatzmoy Nisalma Mimenu Hahalocha, to the point where people, the Sanhedrin, they were looking at Moshe Rabbeinu to see, what are we supposed to do with this person? And Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't remember the halacha. K'mayshom Rabbi Senusal, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Al Posuk Vehemo Boichim Pesach Oyel Moyed. They were crying at the entrance to the Oyel Moyed. What were they crying over? Shenisal Mimena Halacha. That Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't remember what needs to be done to the Zimri ben Solo. Hainu Kanal. Kikol Toikef Hamarida Vehahef Kerusov Shel Zimri Neged Moshe. Because the whole severity of this rebellious act of Zimri against Moshe Rabbeinu was all the result of an improper learning of Torah Shebal Peh, to the point where this gave Zimri a mouth to speak insultingly to Moshe Rabbeinu. And here Rav Nosson Zal adds something that not everybody would think of on their own. Shehoya bevadai lamdon v'talmid chacham godol. Zimri wasn't just an ordinary person. If he was chosen to be the Nasi of Shevet Shimon, he was obviously a great Lamdan and Talmud Chacham. Sheyedaber neged Moshe behefkerus kol kach. And unfortunately, he used this in a negative way to speak against Moshe Rabbeinu with such a free attitude. Umachmaseh biatzmoy nisalme mimoshe halacha. And it's because of this, because of the fact that the Torah Shebal Peh was being so damaged by this person, that's what caused Moshe Rabbeinu momentarily to forget the halacha. May oitzim nefilas ha-halacha shel Torah Shebal Peh kanal. As a result of the fact that because of Zimri and any other people who were learning improperly, shaloi lishma, this caused a tremendous fall, a yerida for the Torah Shebal Peh. Ad shenisrashlu yodov levarer ha-halacha menefilosa bebchinanal. to the point where Moshe Rabbeinu was weakened at the time from being able to clarify the halacha. V'Hashem Yisborach nosan koyach bepinchos sheyovoi ve'yitoy l'sheloi. However, Hashem gave power and strength to Pinchas that he should come and be able to take his reward. V'ro maisa v'niskar halacha. The Gemara says he saw an act. He saw what Zimri was doing with this woman, Cosby, and he remembered the halacha, that the halacha in such a case is kanoim poigim boy, that Sanhedrin can't necessarily put him to death, but a kanoi, if there's somebody who has a zealousness, he's allowed to attack the person. Vayikach roimach biyodoi, and the Torah tells us Pinchas grabbed a spear in his hand. Kiro shenefilas ha-halocha atzuma morid. Because Pinchas saw that the halacha has fallen in an incredible way. And therefore, can't follow the procedure that Rabbi Nazal describes over there in Torah Yud Beis and Likud Imran, which this halacha is based on, where the Talmud Chacham is able to take the words that the Lamdan, who learns Lo Lishma speaking, the insults, and convert it into halachos, and thereby bring about a union between with the Shechina. Alkein lokach klei zayin gashmi biyadoi. Therefore, Pinchas took physical weapons in his hands. Dahainu roimach, a spear, shehu bechinas cherev hanal, which is the sword that we've been speaking about, the sword that the angels put out in front of Bilam, v'nokam boy, and he took revenge from Zimri. Bibchinas cherev noikemes nekambris, as the pasuk says in Chumash, that there's a sword that avenges the evil of Pegam HaBris. And now Rav Nosson Zal reiterates again, Ki Yisroel yesh lahem shnei hakoyches hanal, because the Jewish people have both capabilities, the capability of the peh, the mouth, and the capability of using weapons when it's supposed to be used. Bifratos, especially on that occasion, shoyokoychoy shal Moshe godol moid. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was really very powerful. Rak shelefisho nisrash lo yodov. It's just that temporarily, for that short period of time, Moshe Rabbeinu felt weakened by the attack from this Zimri. Alkein nokam boy baroimach. This is why Pinchas took revenge from Zimri with a spear. Bechinas cherev hanal, that sword. Bebechinas roimemois keil begroinom, vecherev pifiois biyodom, lasis nekom of hagoyim. The pasuk says they praise Hashem with their throats, which means we, the Jewish people, have the power of the mouth, but also the cherev pifiois biyodom. We also have that double-edged sword in our hands, lasis nekama, to avenge when we need to. She Yisroel yesh lahem shnei hakoyches v'kanal, which teaches us that Bnei Yisroel have both capabilities. V'zehu, and this is why in another chapter of Tehillim, it says lasis bohem mishpat kosuv. In that pasuk, which we lasis nekama, yes, it's a continuation of the chapter of Tehillim we just quoted. It says there, in order to perform the written justice, mishpat kosov daika. Note, Rav Nosson Zal says the wording in the pasuk, bechinas hilchois halochois u'mishpatei haTorah. This is referring to the laws of the Torah, levarer ha-halochois va-mishpat, to refine and clarify the laws and the justice that the Torah defines, v'lasos bohem koroi, and to apply those laws properly, k'moshe'osa Pinchas b'Zimri, as Pinchas did when it came to dealing with Zimri, shehispalel la'Hashem yisborach, first he davened to Hashem, k'moshe'kosov, as it says clearly there in the pasuk, v'yamoid Pinchas v'yepalel, Pinchas stood up and he was mispalel. And then, Vayikach Roimach Beyodoi, he took the spear in his hand, Vaharogam, and he killed both Zimri and Cozbi. Alkein hivticho Hashem isborach miyad, and this is why Hashem immediately reacted, and Hashem promised Pinchas, hineni noisein loy es brisi shalom, that I am hereby giving Pinchas my covenant of peace, bris shalom daiko, hepech hamachloikis shenim shechayim snagdim. Note, the bris is called shalom, which is the opposite of the conflict and controversy of these misnagdim, these people who opposed tzaddikim, shenaso lehem per ledaber me'ator shebal per, whereby they misuse their learning of Gemara, of Torah Shebal Peh, they misuse it to give them a mouth to speak against tzaddikim. Kihu tikein zois, because Pinchas corrected this. Alkein hu roi lebirchas shalom, therefore he is worthy of receiving the brach of peace. Shezeo bechinas ha-kohuna shenosan loy. This is the brach of kohuna that Hashem gave to Pinchas, because originally it wasn't necessarily going to be that way. Could be the kohuna was going to stop by Aaron HaKohen and his sons. As a result of Pinchas, the grandson of Aaron HaKohen, performing this incredible act of Kiddush Hashem, Hashem said, from you on, all your descendants will be kohanim. Shehu bechinas yemin kanal. And remember, we learned that kohen represents chesed, the right side. Ki zocho lahagbia hakoil ulekololoi biyamin, because Pinchas was zeichet to elevate everything, including the sword, and plug it into the right side. Al yidei shebier ra kozem Yisrael, by eliminating this incredible evil from the Jewish people, shehu Zimri, she'osa maise ra u'meguna kozeh, who committed such an ugly, disgusting act, v'rotza oid lo'hichiach al pi ha'toira limroid neged Moshe. And on top of that, Zimri wanted to try to prove through the Torah that what he's doing is okay against Moshe Rabbeinu. She'zeh gorua min ha'koil. That's the worst thing. Kal yidei zeh rotza lahachti es kol Yisrael. Because by doing that, Zimri wanted to open the door for all of Klal Yisrael to go ahead and have relations with those Midianite women. Al kein zocha Pinchas lebris kehunas oilam ledoirois. And this is why Pinchas was zocha to this covenant of kehuna of shalom for generations. Vehu biatzmoi Eliyahu. And the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that Pinchas is Eliyahu Hanavi. K'mayisham Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, Sheyovoi v'yevaser ha-geula, who's going to be the one who's going to come before Moshiach's arrival and give us the good news that Moshiach is coming. She'iker gmar ha-tikun yihyeh oz al-yidei Moshiach kanal. And as we said earlier, the real completion of the tikun that Rabbi Nizal is referring to over there in the Likutei Moran will only be through Moshiach. V'alkei, now we'll understand a comment that the Gemara makes about Eliyahu Hanavi. The Mishnah says in Edios, Ein Eliyahu bo letamei uletaher, ki im lasois sholan boilam. Eliyahu Hanavi, who's going to clarify all the things that remain unclear in the Torah Shebal Peh, the Gemara says, he's not going to come to say, this is Tomei, this is Torah, but rather he's going to come to establish peace in the world. What does that mean? Ki ikar hatikun hu hashalom, hepech hamachlekes. Because the real solution to everything is shalom, the opposite of machlekes. Val yidei zeh memeilo tisbarer ha-halocha. And once there's shalom, automatically the halacha is the Torah Shebal Peh will become clear. Me'achar shiyah halimud rak lishmo be'emes b'shleimus. Because again, people are going to be studying Torah for the right reasons. They're going to be learning with real sincerity to serve Hashem. V'zehu ein elei... They're not going to be learning to be able to show that I'm smarter than you. V'zehu ein elei obo letameyu letaher. Dahainu sheyoidia bepiv amita sahalocha eza hatome veza hatora. Eliyahu Hanavi's mission is not going to be that he's going to declare which opinion is correct, whether it's Tomei or Tohara, but rather Kiyem Lasa is Sholem Boilam, Ulevatel HaMachloikis VaHakintur. Elyanov is going to come to eliminate any of the wrong type of Machloikis. And Kintur, Kintur means people trying to show another person up. And when there'll be this healthy shalom in the world, automatically the Torah will become clear. People will understand, the halacha will become clear. Because we know, the Gemara tells us, that clarifying the halacha is not supposed to be done by Hashem, through prophecy, by a prophet coming and saying, this is the right halacha. Ki loy bashamayim hi. Because the pasuk says, the Torah is no longer in heaven. It was given to the rabbis down here on earth to decide. Ve'ein novi reshoi l'chadesh dovar me'ata. And the Gemara says, a prophet is not allowed to come along and present something new that's not already in the Torah. And therefore, it's impossible that Elyanov is going to come and clarify who's right, what the halacha is. But rather, the proper way to clarify the halacha is based on the rules that have been established in the Gemara and in the Shulchan Aruch as to how we make decisions, how we decide halacha. Rak yaseh shalom godol boilam. What Elyanov is going to accomplish is he's going to bring about an incredible peace in the world. Shaydezeh memeilo yizbararu ha-halacha islamitosan. And through that, automatically, all of the complexities and difficulties and all the unresolved debates in Gemara and Halacha will automatically become resolved. Which will lead to a complete tikkun of everything. Any questions, please?
Good morning, Rav Nosson. The mechanism seems to be when the Gemara says tish teiku and leaves the Gemara unresolved, so to speak, we're relying on Elyonovi to come and answer up questions and difficulties. But what I'm understanding here is not that he's going to come to answer up the halachas through answering up halachas. He's going to come by establishing peace, and through that, halachas will become clear. Is that correct?
Exactly. Exactly.
What's the mechanism of halachas becoming clear through
Shalom? I'll give you an example.
Through Shalom.
I'll give you an example. We have the story in the Gemara, the machlokes between Rebbe Eliezer HaGodol and the Chachamim. Remember, we spoke about it not that long ago, about Tanur Shelachnoi, where Rebbe Eliezer HaGodol was an incredible tzaddik. And there was a debate, and the rabbis, the majority of rabbis, held differently than him. And we know Hashem said that the way halacha is decided is majority rules. And Rebbe Eliezer performed miracles. He said, if I'm right, let this and this miracle happen. And the miracle happened. And the rabbi said, doesn't matter. And then another miracle, he performed three different miracles. And each time they said, Loi Bashamayim. At one point he said, if I'm right, let the walls of the Beis HaMedrash start caving in. And Rabbi Yeshua, who was debating with him at the time, said, you have no right to get involved in our machlokes. The Torah Hashem has given us the authority to determine the halacha. Stop. And it says that the walls of the Beis Medrash remained, you know, slanted, you know, all kind. And the decision was against Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer was put in cherem. Because if chas v'shal, even though a person would say a miracle is a clear sign from heaven that he's right, but the Torah is no longer in heaven. Hashem has given the authority to the Chachamim on earth, and here we have all kinds of rules as to how we paskan halacha. For example, in the Shulchan Aruch, we're told that there are three major Rishonim, the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam, and when two out of those three agree with a certain opinion, the Beis Yosef, you know, the Mechaber usually follows that opinion. There are rules like that that have been established in the Gemara between Abaye and Rava. We have hundreds of debates, and the Gemara says, V'hilchasa, the halacha remains like Abaye in these particular cases, you know. So it's those rules that were established by the Chachamim, by the rabbis, those are the rules by which the Torah is determined. And yet we know with all of those rules, there was still so many unresolved. Why? Because the Shalom wasn't established. Elyonov is going to establish such a high level of Shalom that's going to put a whole new level of clarity on everything. There's a pasuk, Ho Emes v'hashalom ohavu, that Shalom and Emes go together. Those two go together. The word Emes, the Aleph is one extreme. The Aleph is the beginning. The Tof is the end. The Mem is the middle. The word Emes is this union, bringing everything together. Top, middle, and bottom, bringing it all together. Any other questions?
Thank you, Rav Nosson.
Mm-hmm. Now, Rav Nosson Zal adds another point. Paragraph Yud Gimel. V'zeh b'chinas ma'ase Yehuda v'tamar. Now we'll also understand an incredible incident in the Torah, that Yehuda had sons. He had two sons, Er and Oinon, who both committed terrible sins. They married this holy woman, Tamar, and because of her beautiful appearance, they didn't want, they were concerned that if she becomes pregnant, it's going to harm her appearance. So when they were with her, they did it in such a way to prevent her from becoming pregnant. And the pasuk says that Hashem killed Er, and then he killed Oinon. And now she was left a widow, and the Gemara says, the Torah tells us a whole story evolved from Hashem, whereby Yehuda, the father-in-law, meets Tamar and doesn't recognize her, doesn't know who she is, and he has relations with his daughter-in-law, and this is going to end up evolving and resulting in the birth of Moshiach. V'zeh b'chinas ma'ase Yehuda v'tamar shehoya be'eis hagiza. Note, interestingly again, that the Torah tells us, when is that whole story beginning of Yehuda meeting Tamar? When he went to shear the wool of his sheep. Kama shekosuv, vaya'al al goyzezei tzoynoi. Ki Yehuda bechinas malchus David Moshiach, sheyotza mimenu. Yehuda is the one from whom the kingdom of David HaMelech and Moshiach will come forth from. Al yedei ma'ase zois, through his relationship with Tamar. Al kein hoya be'eis hagiza. And that's why this had to take place at the time that the wool was being shorn off the sheep, shehu bechinas biror ha'halochos, which we've been learning throughout this whole chapter, that represents the concept of drawing halochos from the Torah Shebal Peh. Shehu bechinas yichud Zivuk Dikdusha V'Kanal. And as Rabbeinu Zal shows there in chapter 12 on Likut Imran, that when the great rabbis study Torah Shebal Peh properly, and they make the tikkunim that can be done in that results in the three levels of union of the Shekhinah with Hashem, the Chibuk, the Nishuk, and the Zivuk that we spoke about in previous Shurim. She'ikar gmar ze hatikun yi al yidei Moshiach kanal. And as we said earlier, the real completion of this tikkun is going to take place through Moshiach. Al kein hoyakol ze be'eis hagiza kanal. Therefore, the Torah tells us, by the way, you know when all of this is taking place? When they're shearing the wool off the sheep. Paragraph Yudalit. Remember, that's the topic of this halacha. Reisha Sageh is about bringing the first wool shearings from the sheep to the Kohanim. And we've been speaking about it throughout this halacha. V'zeh b'chinas ha'maisa shel ha'malach shebo l'Yehoshua v'yomer loy halonu ato im letzareinu v'yomer loy ato bosi. The Torah tells us that when Yehoshua was conquering Eretz Yisrael, that at one point a malach came, and the malach came to rebuke Yehoshua. And Yehoshua said to this malach, are you with us or against us? And the Malach explained, I'm not against you, but I'm here to rebuke you. And Yeshua said, what are you coming for? And he said, I came now, so you'll know what I'm coming for. V'amar Rabbi Seinzal, Shomer Loi, the Malach said to him, Esmoel bitaltem hatomit. Yesterday, as a result of things that you were doing, you did not bring the daily korban tomid offering. Ve'ato, and today, bitaltem esek ha-Torah. You were also mevatel the study of Torah. Ve'sho'aloi, so Yeshua asked him, alma bosa. So which one of the two are you here for? Ve'eshevloi ato bosi. And the angel responded, you see, I didn't come yesterday, I came now. Al bitl Torah. That's what I came for. Miyad, immediately, the pasuk says there, Vayolen Yehoshua balayla besoicho emek. Yehoshua spent that night in the valley. Emek means in a deep place. Ki Yehoshua holach lichboi sheretz Yisrael. Yehoshua was on the way to conquering Eretz Yisrael from the seven nations that were there at the time, the 31 kings that were there. Sheshom mekoyim habeis hamikdash. That's where we have the Beis Hamikdash. Sheshom biror hahalochei shel haTorah. And that's where there's the greatest clarification of all the halachas of the Torah. Shezeh ikra tikkun. That's the main tikkun. Al kein omar lo hamalach shebo al bitl Torah. And therefore the Malach said to him, I'm coming because I'm coming to rebuke you for the bitl Torah. Ki ikar hatikun esek haTorah lishmo. Because one of the most important tikkunim in this world that Klal Yisrael can do is when we're studying Torah properly for the right reasons. Levarer kol hahalochos lamitosam, in order to clarify all of the laws of the Torah to get to the truth of it. And that's what gives us the ability to conquer and succeed in all of our battles. And as we learned in the beginning of this chapter, that all the battles and all the wars taking place in the world are all the result of the opposition, those people who are learning Torah Shelo Lishma, they're learning Torah Shelo Peh Shelo Lishma, and they are opposing, they're making machlokes against tzaddikim. V'alkein miyad vayolen Yehoshua b'soicha emek, and therefore Yehoshua immediately went to sleep in the emek. V'am Rabbi Seinazal shelon ba'amka shel halacha. This isn't describing his sleep. It's describing that he went to sleep in the depth. Emek means depth. In the depth of halacha, ba'omko shel halacha daika. Rav Nosson says, look at the wording in the Gemara, shelon v'yorad letoicha oimek, that Yeshua spent the night and went deep into the depth. Sheyorda ha'halacha l'sham, he went down to that low place where the halacha had fallen down to. Shemisham yonkim hamisnagdim v'acholkim, which is where those people who oppose tzaddikim, where they draw from. Shemisham nimshach gam kol koyach ho'akum, and that's where all of our enemies, all the other nations, shehem keneged Yisrael, who oppose the Jewish people, that's where they draw their power from, when the Torah has fallen to a low place. V'yoshua shekibel kol ha'Torah mimoshe, whereas Yehoshua, who had received the entire Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, Yorad Lashom, he went down to that low place, Lehaloi Sulevarer Hahalocha Meyomka, to elevate and clarify and refine the Halacha from its low place, from where it had fallen. Shaydeze Daiko Yeshloi Koyach Lehilochim Keneged Hamalochim Shaytzorach Lechboish. And this is what would give him the power now to do the physical battle against the kings, those 31 kings that Yehoshua and the Jews wanted to conquer at the time. Bibechinas, as it says in Likutei Moran, chapter 12, towards the end of the chapter, where Rabbi Nizal quotes the story from Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, and in part of the story there, it says, Ushama Malchusa v'katle. The king found out about what this shade was doing, and he killed him, Ayin Sham. And Rabbi Nizal says this means that this refers to the final victory against the Sitrachra. Shalidei Shemevararin Umalin Hahalochim in the Filosa. As a result of the true Talmud Chacham clarifying and elevating the halacha from its fallen state, Aideze Noifel Hashed HaYehudi. This brings about the downfall to that lamdan, that person who's learning Torah Shebaal Peh for the wrong reasons and the wrong way, who the Zohar Kodesh calls Shed Yehudi, Shehu Bechinas Malchus Harishah, who is related to the kingdom of evil. Ayin Sham, take a look over there at the end, towards the end, the latter part of chapter 12 on Likutei Moran, where Rabbein Ezal clarifies this. And this is why the Navi tells us there that this angel who came to Yeshua held a sword outstretched in his hand, just like by the story of Bilam that we had in the previous year. Yeshua wasn't sure. Vishala, he asked this angel, Halanu ato im litzarenu, are you with us or against us? Because the angel was hinting to him this concept, Sheyesh Cherev Shlufa, there is this unsheathed sword, Shehi Bechinas Gvurais, Bechinas Smoil, which is the Midah of Gvura, that left hand, Shemishom His Gabrus Hachelkim, that's where the opponents of the Tzadikim draw their power from. Alkein Tzrichin Lasik Batoira, therefore, the righteous people have to study Torah, v'leired lo'omko shel halacha, and go down into the depth of halacha, levarara, to clarify it, ula'alisa, and to elevate it. Shaydeze ikar koyach hamelchama. And this is what gives the Jewish people power to do battle against their enemies. Rak sheyesh bo ze shtei bechinois. However, there are two aspects to this. Ki kishezoichem avara bishleimos, ein tzrichin shum cherev klal v'kanal. Because when the Talmidei Chachamim are zoiched to clarify the Torah completely, then there will not be any need for any sword, any physical battle at all. Ukishemevararin ve'ein habiru bishleimos, whereas when the true Talmidei Chachamim clarify the halacha, but not completely, not to perfection, oz moyel habirur shalideze yechoylen litfoy sacherev vilochem. Then, what the rabbis have accomplished is, through their study of Torah, that they'll be able to grab the sword and be able to do physical battle against their enemies and succeed. Avul ha'ikar hu esek ha'Torah. However, again, the main thing here, the main power behind the success of the Jews against all of our opponents is the study of Torah, leired la'omko shel halacha, especially going down into the depth of halacha, really clarifying the halacha. And this explains to us why Rabbeinu Zal made it clear to all of his students that a Breslover should not let a day go by without the study of halacha. And he wanted that very much. And Baruch Hashem, my Rebbe, Rav Rosenfeld, Zichrono Livracha, was an example of a Breslover who had smicha, yoyra, yoyra, yodin, yodin, who had tremendous clarity in the field of halacha. And the Gemara says, achshari dora, that even though we know that the generations are getting weaker and weaker in Ruchnius, in some ways, there are certain improvements in Klal Yisrael. And even in Breslov, Kanai Nahara, and among Hasidim, there are many koilalim today of halacha, rabbis that are studying halacha, being tested and getting smicha. Just this Shabbos, there was a beautiful Shabbos that was organized by one of the organizations, Moresha Sanachal. 350 boys, Breslov boys, got together with their Rosh Chaburas, the ones that lead them throughout the year on Thursday nights and other occasions and everything. And again, there was a shiur given in halacha on Shabbos afternoon, and it was beautiful to see how many people came to the shiur and questions that were asked by boys who are learning properly, learning and understanding the different aspects in depth of halachas, Baruch Hashem. Any questions?
Rav Nosson, please could you clarify what does it mean to bring halakhas up from their fallen places? Does that mean they've been forgotten and people don't know what to do in situations, or does it mean something else?
That's one example of it. One example is forgotten. Another example is the lack of clarity. The lack of clarity and the misunderstandings. People misquoting and misunderstanding and misinterpreting the Torah. That's what it means.
Thank you.
Yeah. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about it a lot in the Kutaman, Birur HaMedame, clarifying. Medame means the twilight, the areas, the gray areas, things that are not so clear, and being able to bring complete clarity to it.
So when we learn daily halakhas, psukos, two halakhas a day, whatever, something simple but clear, that accomplishes some of these tikkunim that we just learning it.
Exactly. On one level, on a certain level, yes. And those koilim, those people who are learning halacha in depth, you know, really learning the Gemara, and the focus in the learning of Gemara is lasuke shmeitza liba de hilchasa, not to stop there, but to take it to the next level of going into, they learn a sugi in the Gemara, hilchashabe, hilch, whatever it is, and then going into the Shulchan Aruch, the tour and the Shulchan Aruch, and coming out with a clarity of knowing how the halacha evolved, how it began from the psukim in the Chumash into the Gemara, into the Rishonim, into the Achronim, and exactly how we apply it today. V'al kein, also Yehoshua came. And therefore, we see exactly what Yehoshua did. Umiyad vayolen balayla hu besoicha emek. It says that night he spent in the depth. Vezocha oz alideze shekovash yerichoi benes beloy melchama v'cherev. And immediately afterwards is when the Jews made their first conquest in Eretz Israel. They conquered the city of Yerichoi without firing a shot, without a sword, without anything. They made hakofos around the city. They went around the city seven times. They blew the shofar, and then the powerful walls that were surrounding the city collapsed, and they were able to take over the city. Rak al yidei koil shofar, shaydei zeh nis'akem pi bilom v'church levorcham. And this also is what caused Bilam's mouth to become twisted, and Bilam was forced to bless the Jewish people. Ki ro'o gam goydol koichoi shel Yehoshua. Because the Gemara tells us that Bilam saw not only the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, but he also saw the great power of Yeshua. Kama shekosuv b'medrash al posuk Hashem Eloikov imoy utruas melech boy. This is one of the psukim that Bilam recited. Hashem is with him, and the trua, the sound of the shofar of the king is in him. She'omar loy bolok, bolok said to Bilam, hoyil ve'ein chayochal nipnei Moshe, since you cannot stand up to Moshe Rabbeinu, re'ei ze she'oy meid achrov, ma yihyeh. Look at this one who's coming after him. What's going to be? Omar lo, maybe there will be able to attack. Omar loy, Bilam setim, afhu koshe kamoihu. Yehoshua is just as powerful as Moshe Rabbeinu. Usiruas melech boy. He has the shofar of the king with him. Toikea umeria umapil choyma. He will blast the shofar, and the walls of Yericho will come tumbling down. Kitkia shofar zebchinas birur hilches hatoira shenitna bekol shofar. Because the blasting of the shofar reminds us of the concept of the bringing clarity to the Torah, which was given on Har Sinai with the sound of the shofar. Bebechinas, as we say on Rosh Hashanah, Tiku b'chodesh shofar, b'kesel yom chagenu, ki choik li Yisrael hu, mishpat l'leke Yaakov. Note the first half of the pasuk speaking about the shofar, the second half of the pasuk speaking about the chukim and mishpatim, the laws of the Torah. Sha'ashofar mevarer ha'mishpatim v'adinim v'halochos. The shofar is one of the powers that helps to clarify the laws. She'kemoikein yoytze ha'mishpat b'Rosh Hashanah al kol boi olam. And that's why Rosh Hashanah is Judgment Day. We blow the shofar. The blowing of the shofar is what brings forth a pure mishpat, a pure judgment for the entire world. Because everything is being controlled through the laws and justice of the Holy Torah, as Rabbein Zal writes in chapter 22 in the Ketubah, Shahadin Sorach Sheyia Din Torah, that when there's judgment, when Hashem is judging a person or judging the world, it has to be done based on the laws of the Torah. Ki Rosh Hashanah Shehu soif arboim ho achroinim, shebohem tike moishe chet ho'egel, because Rosh Hashanah, which comes at the end of the final set of 40 days, during which Moshe Rabbeinu was involved in correcting the sin of the Egel HaZohov. Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu, on Shavuos, is when the Jews received the Luchos. Then Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven for 40 days in order to On Shavuos is when the Jews receive the Aseres HaDibrois and the wording of the Torah. Then Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven in order to bring down the Luchos. He came down on Shiv Asar B'Tammuz, and he saw the Jewish people worshipping the Egel, and he broke the Luchos, and he went back up to heaven for 40 days. To be mispalel for Hashem to forgive the Jewish people. He came back down on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and Hashem had not yet agreed to forgive us. And then he went up on Rosh Chodesh Elul and came down on Yom Kippur with a final Solachti Kidvarecho that Hashem said, I do forgive. So Rav Nosson Zal writes now, Rosh Hashanah, which is towards the end of the 40 days, that final 40 days, during which Moshe Rabbeinu was involved in making a tikkun for the Egel, Shohoya alidei pigam nefila sator shebalpeh lahamisnagdim achalkim kanal. And as we mentioned in an earlier shir, the Erev Rav, the ones who instigated the sin of the Egel, was also through misunderstanding, misleading the Jewish people regarding the halachas, regarding the Torah shebalpeh, and that giving them a mouth to be able to say, Moshe Rabbeinu is dead, we need a new leader. At shehuchroch Moshe biyegia gedoylo l'ratzoy seseshin isborach, which resulted in Moshe Rabbeinu having to struggle very, very hard to appease Hashem, ulekabel luchos shniyos, and for Hashem to be willing to give him the second set of luchos. Shehu b'china shechozar ubirer vehel eshilchas haTorah. This is a concept of going back and refining and elevating the laws of the Torah. The first set of the luchos was shattered, were thrown down. And then Moshe Rabbeinu brought a new set of luchos. U'barash Hashanah v'yom ha'kippurim, shem aseres yimei tshuva, oz gemar tikkun hazeh. And on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which is the 10 days of tshuva, that's when this tikkun is completed. Alkein, Toiken b'shoifar b'Rosh Hashanah. That's why we blow the shoifar on Rosh Hashanah. Lachzor ulahalois ulevarer ha'halochos mechodosh. We're renewing what took place on Har Sinai. We're renewing and elevating and refining the halochos. U'b'koyach zeh hoye Yehoshua toikea u'meiria u'mapil chaymos. And it's with this power that Yehoshua went and blasted the sound of the shoifar and brought about the collapse of those walls surrounding Yericho. U'kamay shekosuv, as it says in the Torah, v'chi savoyu melchama, that when the Jews will go to do battle against their enemies, v'hareyosim b'chatzosrois, blast the trumpets. Rav Nosson Zal here made the connection to the to Matan Torah, which was also with the sound of the shofar. And this is what the pasuk says in describing when Mashiach is going to come. In Yeshaya Hanavi, V'hoyo bayoyim hahu yitoka b'shofar godol. On that day when Mashiach comes, the great shofar will be blown. U'ba'u ha'oivdem be'eretz Ashur, v'hanidochem be'eretz Mitzrayim, and all of the lost souls who are lost in Ashur and Mitzrayim will come and gather in, v'hishtachavu l'Hashem b'har ha'kodesh b'Yerushalayim. And everyone will bow to Hashem on the holy mountain in Yerushalayim. Sheshom ha'beis hamikdosh, sheshom birur kol ha'Torah. That's where the greatest clarification of Torah takes place. Sheleshom yiskapzu kol ha'ovdim vanidochim, ayidei kol shofar shemekabes nidochim. That's where all of those who have become lost and distance will be gathered in through the sound of the shofar. Sheikar kol hanidochim holiday shehu ayidei pegam abris kiyadua. And we know the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the thing that causes souls to become lost, chas v'shalom, the most powerful thing that causes souls to become lost is pegam abris. As is known, we say on Yom Tov, u'mipnei chato'enu golinu me'artzenu v'nisrachach me'al ha'maseinu, and the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that it's referring especially to pegam abris. That's why we say, v'korev pezureinu mibein agoyim, Hashem, please gather in all the lost sparks, all the lost droplets, chas v'shalom, that have been wasted, to be gathered in. Hakol nistaken alidei alias ubirur ha'halochos. Everything can be repaired through the elevation and clarification of the halochos of the Torah, begoidel koichoi shel hatzadik, through the great power of the tzadik, she'oisa alidei ze yichud godol kanal. And as Rabbeinu Zal shows on the Likutei Moran there, that when the tzaddik is studying Torah Shebal Peh especially, and he's clarifying the halachos, and when he's experiencing hisnagdus, when he's experiencing opposition from the lamdan, from the chacham shed Yehudi, from the one who's learning Torah Shelo Lishma, the one who's on the left side, and the tzaddik takes those words and accepts it bi'ahava. He accepts the insults and everything bi'ahava. And he takes those words and he reformats them and elevates them and puts them back into Torah Shebal Peh. Rabbeinu Zal showed there that this brings about an incredible yichud, a divine union between Hashem and the Shechina, the three levels, the chibuk, the nishuk, and the zivug. Ki zeh tolui bazeh. Because again, the tikkun of all of these lost souls and everything, and the tikkun for pegam abris, is dependent on the birur of the halachos. Any questions, please? Paragraph Tesvov. V'ze b'chinas ve'ele masei b'nei Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal says, we find the Torah tells us, describing the travels of the Jewish people during the 40 years that we were in the desert. Ki kol hatiltulim v'hanesioi shel b'nei Yisrael hein b'shvil birur ha'halochos. All of the wanderings of the Jewish people, it's all about refining and clarifying the halachos, the Torah Shebal Peh. Ki ha-halachos hein bechinas ragle ha-kedusha. Because the Torah Shebal Peh, these halachos, are referred to as the feet of the kedusha. Bechinas halichoi soilam. The word halacha, leilech means to walk. K'mayshom Rabbi Seinazal, as the Gemara says, al tikri halichoi sela halachos. Ki ikar, leilech ulehiskariv l'Hashem Yisborach hual yidei ha-halochos ha-kdoshes shel ha-Torah. Because the main walking and traveling, coming close to Hashem, is through the holy laws of the Torah. V'al kei ne'mar al ha-tamidei chachamim, and this is why the pasuk says in V'zois ha-brocha, about the rabbis, about the Talmidei Chachamim, Veheim Tuku L'Raglecha. They are the ones who are related kaviyochel to the feet of Hashem. V'dosh Rabbi Senes al Gemara says, Eilu Talmidei Chachamim, this refers to the rabbis, Shemechatzin Raglehem Meir Leir, who use their feet to walk from city to city. They travel from city to city to teach Torah. And this explains why the rabbis would very often go travel distances to yeshivos to study Torah there. Because the clarifying of the laws of the Torah is related to the feet. Because we already explained she'ikar hadibur humei halachos shein Torah shebal peh, that the whole power of speech, when we say that human beings are called medaber, the whole power of speech, intelligent speech of human beings, comes from the Torah shebal peh, from the halachos. V'hadibur nikro regel. And speech is also referred to as the foot. K'may shekosov tzedek yikro ehu leragloi. That righteousness will be declared for his foot. Uksiv tzedek tedaberon. And it says righteousness you will speak. Tzedek, which is the malchus, is associated with the feet and it's associated with dibur. K'may shemavur b'mkamachar, as Rabbein Ezal speaks about this in Likut Imran, chapter 38. And when a person is learning Torah with the wrong intentions, lehisyaher, in order to have arrogance, or lekanter, or in order to show that he knows more, he's smarter than the Torah, to show that he can even disprove the rabbis, ad shenase etzloy me'atorah sheval peh, peh ledabra al tzadikos v'gai bavuz, to the point where those people misuse the Torah shebal peh, and it becomes a mouth that they can use to speak against tzaddikim with all kinds of arrogance. Ze bechinas pegam horaglim. That's the concept of damaged feet. Ki hadibur hapogum nikro regel. Because when the speech is damaged, it's referred to as the feet. Kamoy shekosuv. Loy rogal aleshoinoi. In chapter 15 in Tillim, there it speaks about a person speaking lashon hara, speaking things that they shouldn't, and it's called rogal aleshoinoi. V'alkein ksiv rechilus v'lashon hara b'lashon hiluch, and this explains why the Torah uses the verb to go, to walk, when it speaks about speaking lashon hara or any other things you're not supposed to say. K'may shekosuv, loy seilech rochil ba'amecha. U'k'may shepirish rashi sham. This concept of people who go from one place, who go from one person to the other, to tell over things that they shouldn't. V'alkein, we'll just finish this short paragraph. V'alkein hutzruchi Yisroel letaltel atzmon v'lensoye b'amidbar kol hamasoyis. And this explains why the Jews had to wander in the desert, those 42 different stops that they made over the 40 years. Bishvil lahagbia ulahorim ulavarer kol hahalochay shenaflu aidei cheta domarishayin v'doiroi sarishayinim shepongu balochayis. In order to be able to elevate and refine and correct all of the halochas of the Torah that fell as a result of the sin of Adam HaRishon and the subsequent generations, the generation of the flood and the Dor HaFloga, who were all poigim in the halachos. Ki hakilkul hischul michet Adam HaRishon, because the damage began from the sin of Adam HaRishon. Vegam kol hadoiroi shel koidem matan Torah pogmu bazeh, and so too all of the generations that preceded when the Torah was given on Har Sinai, all of them also messed up in this area. Al shecholku al hatzadikim shoyu bedoros elu. As a result of the people opposing the tzadikim that did exist in those generations. Kamoi noyach umesushelach. Ki oz bo'isn hadoyrois hoyakol halimud rak balper. Because in those days, all of the learning was done orally. Shahu oiskim bebeis medroshe shel shemvever, like the learning that was done in the yeshiva of shemvever. V'chol mi shenoka yiras Hashem b'liboi, and anyone who had true respect for Hashem, hoyu mekapel mehem gam oz, drochem yeshorim eskabel esporo, was able to receive from the tzadikim. In each generation, they were able to receive from them a clear path as to how to come close to Hashem. Aval hoyu ma'at d'ma'at. However, unfortunately, there were very few people who came close to those tzaddikim, to Noyach, to Mesushelach, the other ones, v'roiv ho'ilam cholku aleihem, whereas the majority of the world opposed them. Machmash shehofchu divrei Elokim chayim, because they twisted, they misinterpreted the words of Hashem, ad shenasa lehem peh ledaber al tzaddikim, to the point where it resulted in giving them a mouth to speak against tzaddikim. We'll hold it over here for now. We're in the middle of a paragraph. We'll continue this in Yitzhak Hashem in the following shir. Any questions before we close, please? Wishing everybody a wonderful day. There's milchamos, major milchamos brewing in Eretz Yisrael. There's a possibility of a major round now. The city of Rafiach, and what's going on up north in Eretz Yisrael, and what's going on in Eretz Yisrael itself, we should be zeichet to have a chelek in the tikkun, by wanting to and trying to make every effort to come close to the tzaddik, to the tzaddikim amitiyim, we should be zeichet, and by learning halacha properly, we should be zeichet to be part of the tikkun of all of this, and to see the gula shleima with the coming of Moshiach Tzidkenu, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen v'yamein.